From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan by phone Tuesday as tensions escalate in Turkey over the fallout from last Friday's failed coup. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president believes it's important the Turkish investigation into the attempted government takeover is within the country's rule of law.
The president's expectation is that people in Turkey want to see a full investigation and accountability for those who are complicit in the failed coup. The president also believes that that investigation should be conducted consistent with the democratic principles that are enshrined in Turkey's constitution.
President Erdogan's escalated the purge of workers Tuesday, suspected of taking part in the coup attempt, by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. The firings come a day after Ankara detained 9,000 people for suspected involvement in the attempted overthrow of Erdogan's government. A top Vatican envoy is urging both South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to peacefully end the wave of violence that gripped the capital Juba last week, leaving hundreds of people dead and thousands of others displaced from their homes. Cardinal Peter Turkson met with Kiir Tuesday and delivered a message directly from Pope Francis. Kiir strongly opposes a proposal by the regional body, Intergovernmental Authority on Development, and the African Union to deploy regional troops to Juba to stabilize the capital and act as a buffer between forces loyal to the president and those loyal to Machar. Turkson says the president conveyed that he is receptive to a meeting with Mr. Machar. This is VOA News. Delegates to the U.S. Republican National Convention formally nominated Donald Trump as the party's presidential candidate in the November election. The deciding votes that propelled Trump over the threshold to clinch the nomination came from his home state of New York and delivered by New York delegate Donald Trump Jr.
And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates and another 6 for John Kasich. Congratulations, Dad. We love you.
Trump is expected to address the delegates at some point on this, the second night of the convention, where speakers will focus on the theme of making America great again. Trump's rival for the White House, Democrat Hillary Clinton, will get her party's nomination at the Democratic convention next week in Philadelphia. Afghan officials say the Taliban launched multiple attacks on Tuesday, including on a strategic tunnel in the Hindu Kush Mountains that links the capital Kabul with the country's north and south. The attacks mark what may be the first uptick in violence since the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ended in early July. Violence typically takes a downturn during Ramadan's dawn-to-dusk fasting. The International Olympic Committee is delaying a decision on whether to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. The executive board held an emergency meeting Tuesday in Switzerland and decided that the IOC would not impose an immediate ban on the Russians. IOC President Thomas Bach.
The findings of this report show a really shocking and unprecedented attack on the integrity of sport and the Olympic Games. Therefore, the IOC does not hesitate to take all the measures and the toughest sanctions against this behavior.
Bach says the committee will also review the World Anti-Doping Agency Code and the Olympic Charter. A global AIDS analysis shows about 2.5 million people infected with HIV each year. During the past decade, the rate of new infections have stayed relatively constant, while the rate of annual deaths from HIV/AIDS has been in a steady decline. The report, which analyzes findings of the Global Burden of Disease 2015 study, was published in the Lancet HIV Journal to coincide with the launch of the International AIDS Meeting in Durban, South Africa. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.